Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of glories of Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Jagadish Pandit. First, I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji. Is available, Mataji?
I am Prabhu.
Oh, yeah, I would like to hand over call to Iron Prabhuji. Please. Yes, Mataji.
Indu Mataji, can you send the introduction?
Give me a few minutes, Mataji.
Mataji, it's in the chat box, Indu Mataji. Thank you.
Mataji, I didn't get it.
It's in our host chat box.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have had us.
Okay. So,
you are going to read, Mataji, or Prabhuji is going to read?
I am Prabhu.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Ayan Prabhu. Then with Pranam Alvesh to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev, I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam. This is the introduction of our speaker today, Prana Govinda Prabhu. The introduction goes like this. His glory, Prana Govinda Prabhu, his glory is Pavaneshwar Das, is a senior Brahmachari devotee from the Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm sorry for the disturbance. I'm so sorry. The introduction goes like this. His Lord is Prana Govinda Dasa was born in Komila, Ampi Nagara in East Pakistan in the year 1962 and later shifted to Tripura, India. It was just 1971 when he saw Srila Prabhupada the first time during a program. He decided to become a devotee. In 1977, he visited Mayapur for the first time and was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 1979. From 1981 to 1986, he was working in Mayapur as a guest house manager. In 1986, during the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, he served as the first general manager in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival. From 1980 to 1989, he served as a facilitator of prasadam and accommodations for GBC, sannyasi, devotees, and life members. He also served as a life membership director and fundraiser for the Mayapur temple. In 1989, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami kindly took him with them to travel across Europe. They then brought him to America, where His Holiness Badri Narayan Maharaja and His Holiness Mukunda Goswami, who knew him from Mayapur, engaged him in cultivating congregation services in San Diego, California. Prabhu took Varnaprastha in 2012. Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm so sorry for the disturbance in the earlier. And also now.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Pran Govind Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All grace to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. I would like to hand over call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. I had a little struggle. I drove 10 hours from New Orleans last night. So I came to Florida, but then the entire neighborhood Wi-Fi went down. So I drove to temple, but it was so cold, freezing. So one kind devotee, Sakshi Gopal Prabhu and his family, I called them. So I'm in their one of the child's room. So it may look, but it's very nice, comfortable, very comfortable, and they have a Wi-Fi. So please forgive me for inconvenience, but thanks to them for helping me. So today is the disappearance day of Jagadish Pandit and Srila Jiva Goswami. So I would like to sing the traditional disappearance day of any of our acharya. I hope you all know actually who established this singing this song. It is Jiva Goswami Pad, whose disappearance day today. He said on the appearance day and disappearance day, if you express your gratitude, then the personality from spiritual world will hear. And it's so nice that while we are singing, whatever you will be thinking, Jiva Goswami Pad will hear and Jagadish Pandit will hear and they will communicate. So I send that song, Jayanila Premodana, to Mother Shonagori Devidashi. Let me can open it. Mother, can you post it? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Jaya Nila Prema Vatana Karuna Prachur Jaya Nila Prema Dhana Karuna Prachur Hena Prabhu Kotha gela acharya thakur hena prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur kaha mora saru krupa kaha mora saru krupa kaha sanatam kaha dasa raghunata patita pavan kaha dasa Raghunatha Patita Pavan Kaha Mora Bhatta Juga Kaha Kabiraj Kaha Mora Bhatta Juga Kaha kabira ek kale kotha gela gora natora ek kale kotha gela gora natora Pashane kutibo mata Anale pashibo pashane kutibo mata Anale pashibo Goranga gunera nidhi kutagele pabo Goranga gunera nidhi kutagele pabo Sesaba sangira sange Je kaila bila se saba sangira sange Je kaila bila se sangana paya kande Narottama dasa se sangana paya kande Narottama Dasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jaya Vaishnava Gosai, 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 Vaishnava Gosai, Vaishnava Gosai, Jaya Vaishnava Gosai. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Hare Krishna Prabhu Zen Mother, would you like to share the reading and the translation, please?
One, he who we brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with the compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Advaita Acharya gone? Can someone would like to read?
Hare Krishna. Okay. Number two. Is it number two?
Yes, Mother.
Okay. Where are my Swarupa, Damodar, and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunatha Dasa, the savior of the fallen? Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Mataji. Where are my Raghunath Bhatt and Gopal Bhatt? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Goranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? Hare Krishna.
I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Dasa simply weeps. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mataji and Prabhuji.
So before we begin, I would like to say that all of you are doing every day this wonderful bhakti yoga. And while we are hearing, you also feeling that you are grateful that Bhakti Japa Sangha group actually accommodate and promote this Harikatha, the highest thing we can do in this world right now. So I appreciate that. And Jiva Goswami Pad is the one who said that expressing gratitude is the divine virtue that each devotee feels for Srila Prabhupada. He didn't mention Srila Prabhupada, but I'm just adding for Srila Prabhupada and for your guru and for all the devotees, that sharing this knowledge in through this Bhakti Japa Sangha group. And when we express or we hear the expression of other devotee, it reinforces our feeling for Krishna, for Prabhupada, for all the acharyas. So Jiva Goswami Pad said it is compulsory that we must do this every day. And if we can express or hear the other's expression of their realization, then it will nourish in a such a way our feeling that we'll feel a strong belonging to this Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we will sustain in bhakti without any difficulties. So gratitude is a divine virtue that it will turn our heart into fertile ground where your guru's bhakti lata seed will grow naturally. And then reformation, that all the divine quality we need to go back home, back to Godhead, or at least elevate our consciousness to be at that level, in Suddha Satta level, will be appearing one by one by one. So gratitude is what makes the ground fertile so that all these other virtues actually have its maximum effect. Fertile soil, Prabhus and Mothers, allows the seed to have a deep roots and grow very strong. For that, a grateful heart is essential. So with that note, let us join to beg mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara so we can touch little bit of that ocean, oceanic quality of Srila Jiva Goswami and Jagadish Pandit, and also today's Jesus Christ birthday, or at least apparently that's how we observe. Because someone says he was born in a summer. Anyway, we are not on that debate, but we just celebrating on this day also. So please join together. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Panchakalpa Taruvescha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in the beginning, I was going to talk a little bit about Christmas. Because Srila Prabhupada has many quotes. But I won't be able to share the PPT because it's too big. And we would like to also talk about Jiva Goswami Pad and Jagdish Pandit. So on Christmas, there are a few things maybe for our own benefit, we can understand that in spiritual progress, we have to have an authority. And we also have to ask ourselves, why do I need to practice this? What am I looking for? What is the purpose drives my life? What purpose drives my life? If you ask this question to yourself, then we can compare all the religion, all the philosophy that is there. For our own sake, I'm going to say, we have two authorities. As a ISKCON devotee, we have two authority. One is Veda, and one is our Guru Parampara began from the God Krishna himself, all the way to Prabhupada. So we have these two authority, and they give, I'm sure you all are familiar with what they have given us, that we are eternally grateful to them. Mahaprabhu says, Veda Shastra kahe sambandha avideya prayujan Krishna prappa sambandha bhakti prappir sadhan. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila 20.124. What is the purpose of Veda? One authority? That they are bestowing three most important things in I mean, for all the jivas, but those who are fortunate, you can see they come to Krishna consciousness movement. So Vedo gives knowledge which awaken our relationship. Then Vedo also gives skills called Abhideya, means how to apply this knowledge. Veda also give, Mahaprabhu says, in that verse, if you look at it, the way Prabhupada gives a beautiful translation and purport, that Veda also gives prayojan. Prayojan means what will be the realization after you practice, whether it's 1 month, 1 day, or 1 year, or 10 years, or 5 decades. Check, please check what they are promising. Am I getting it or am I missing it? What did I miss? This is important. Srila Prabhupada writes in Madhyalila 20.130 that everyone is trying to adjust to the distressed condition of material existence. But the basic problem cannot be solved. Prabhus and mothers, please remember, end of the class, please remind me again as a reflection. Prabhupada writes, but the basic problem can never be solved unless one is in intimate relationship with Krishna. So this is our authority explaining. This is what Jiva Goswami Kapat came, Jagdish Pandit came to establish, Mahaprabhu came. What is our philosophy? So, two authority. One authority is Veda giving these three things. And the Guru Parampara, their essential principle, I'm going to just say it very short way. Amnaya prahatattam harimhya paramam sarva shaktim rasabdim tadvinnangsascha jivan prakritim kabalitam muktangsya bhavat. Veda Veda Prakasam Sakalamapi Hare Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktim Saddham Tat Pritim Eva Upadeshati Janan Gaura Chandra Swayam Sa. What did Guru Parampara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us? 10 key points. First, accept the truth only what is coming down from Krishna through the Guru Parampara. Don't accept any truth that is not coming down through the disciplic succession. Second, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, is by himself, for himself, of himself. But it is inconceivable. Third, he is endowed with Sarva Shaktiman, inconceivable potency. Then, next, fourth, he is Akhila Rasamrita, Murti Sivigraha Murti, means the ocean of all nectarian transcendental mellow, reservoir of all pleasure. However way you can translate. This is just my translation, one of them. Then fifth, there are two kinds of soul. Both are eternal, but one is eternally liberated, one is conditioned. Sixth, the conditioned soul are under illusory energy. Only upon accepting Krishna consciousness, dissolve their subtle body, can go back. And seventh, liberated soul are always under the influence of yoga, internal potency, and eternally engage in the service of divine couple or their expansions. Eight. This material world or material nature, everything in existence, whether conscious or unconscious, is a manifestation of Lord Hari, Krishna, simultaneously. And simultaneously inconceivable, one with him and difference from him. Now, some of you probably thinking like, my gosh, so many philosophy we have to remember. Actually, you do. You do remember those. If you really scrutinize, if you think, this is what you believe. That's what the greatness of ISKCON or Krishna Consciousness Movement is. Number nine, Devotional service is the only sadhana or practice to attain goal. And the last, number 10, love, priti for Krishna, or you can say prema for Krishna, is the only object for all living entity eternally. These are the truth that our Guru Parampara giving, and the Veda, the essence of Veda is Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamita. This is the three principles they established. Okay, why did I bring that point? Because Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Jesus Christ or Christmas or Christianity, I found over 200. It's too many, but it's wonderful. But I'm just going to read few so you can see what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says, 1969 letter to Hayagriva, 31st July. I think you should collect some information from the Bible that Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name of God, is recommended there also. There is a book called Aquarium Gospel in which it is stated that Lord Jesus Christ lived in the temple of Jagannath. So far as possible, you should prepare yourself for future writing that our movement is not against the philosophy of Jesus Christ, but it is in complete collaboration with his line of religiosity. Letter to Hayagriva, 31st July, 1969. Let me see if I can actually put it out so you all can be with me and read it. Help me to read it. One of you have to tell me if it is busy ball, please.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, wonderful. Instead of me reading, see what Bhakti Japa Sangha group does is speaking, hearing. This is the actually basic of all the religion in the world. These are very interesting quote that I got. It's very. Would somebody like to read, please?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I can read. The New York Times, 27 August 2010, article by Lisa Miller, Remembrance of Life's Past. Quote, a quarter of Americans now believe in reincarnation. Women are more likely to believe than men. Democrats more likely than Republicans. Julia Roberts recently told Ella Magazine that though she was raised Christian, she had become very Hindu. Hare Krishna.
Of course, we are not trying to convert anything, but Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. It's a complete form of everything you ever need. Someone, please.
Before Jesus took upon himself flesh and blood, he existed eternally in heaven with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus came to this earth for the express purpose of shedding his precious blood on the cross to provide forgiveness of sins, Romans 5.8 and 9, Hebrews 5.8 and 9. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Next.
Lord Jesus Christ lived for 2 years in the temple at Jagannath Puri. Lord Jesus Christ lived for 2 years in the temple at Jagannath Puri. He was thick and thin with the priests in that temple, and he took his spiritual training from Lord Jagannatha. It is because Lord Jesus loved Lord Jagannatha, and because Lord Jagannatha loved Lord Jesus, that he, Lord Jagannatha, has come to your country. Srila Prabhupada, Rath Yatra Lecture, 1972. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata. Okay, hold on. This is too much. Okay, one more.
I will read, Babaji. We agree that we must sacrifice everything for God. But who is He? And who am I? And what is our relationship? Christianity gives us only a hazy conception. In the Christian conception, when Adam and Eve were surrendered, they had no problem in life. But then they tasted the fruit of the tree of knowledge, the calculation of self-interest, and they fell and were forced to live a life of labor. Only a general idea of our relationship with God is given there. But when we have to define the details, the characteristics of God, and in which relationships to approach Him, Christianity gives us only a hazy idea. Thank you,
Prabhupada. I hope you all know the meaning of hazy. Hazy means it's not clean cut. The question that our acharyas are asking, Jesus actually did say, Christianity actually, they say, you have to give everything to God, but no explanation, details. Who is that person? How he reciprocates? So it is there, but it is not complete, you can say. Okay, one more.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes. One who is in the knowledge knows that the God is one. God cannot be Hindu, God cannot be Muslim, God cannot be Christian, God is God. He has no material qualification. Prabhupada. So, Aryan culture was practically all over the world. Aryan culture is based on God consciousness. So, amongst the Aryans, there is some conception of religion, either Christian religion or Mohammedan religion, Buddhist religion or Vedic religion, based on the conception of God. According to time and country, the ways of understanding may be a little different, but the aim is God consciousness, that is Aryan civilization. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Very good. Thank you, Mother. One more.
Purport in Sri Srimad Bhagavatam 10.78.36. It is said, Atma Vaiputra Utpanam Iti Vedas Vedanu Santam. The Vedas enjoy that one is born as his own son. The son is no different from the father. And this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theology, it is believed that Christ, the Son of God, is also God. Or in other words, they are, it has to move up. They are identical.
Hare. Very good. So you can say in our philosophy, we see the soul, each of us are qualitatively one with Krishna. This is what Christianity also promotes. This is too much. Okay. This is a dialectic. I don't know if you can you see. Krishna. Let's see. Okay. Can you read that one, Mother?
Yes.
Or Father?
Dialectic spiritualism. Artisto was very severely criticized for his view that the souls of animals are not immortal. There are not two types of souls, mortal and immortal. As Aristotle commends, this pernicious doctrine was carried even further by Augustine, who argued that since animals do not possess an immortal soul, they are meant for our use, dead or alive. It only remains for us to apply the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," to man alone, oneself and others. Strange words from a so-called saint. Unfortunately, this became the standard Christian doctrine. Since animals have no souls, it is all right to kill and eat them. Prabhupada felt that Plotinus, following Plato's footsteps, presented a basically sound philosophy of the soul, particularly of the jivatma's relation with the one. But of course, Plotinus' one was impersonal. Prabhupada disagreed with the Origen's theory that souls are created. If they are created, how can they be immortal? Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all other kings, not all these kings. Krishna tells Arjuna, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be, from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 12. The theory of the creation of a human soul at the moment of conception was also accepted by Aquinas, and thus became official Catholic doctrine. The belief that each individual human soul is created at a point in time, lives his life, and therefore is saved or damned eternally excludes the possibility of reincarnation.
Can you read the other one also, Mother? I hope you all know this is a book. This is a book called Dialectic Spiritualism. It's by Prabhupada. His conversation on the Western philosophies, mostly Christianity. Go ahead.
Yes. 1 second. Dialectic Spiritualism, Hayagriva says, Aristotle outlines these different conceptions of soul. 1. The soul itself is a separate substance. 2. The body is but the instrument of the soul. And 3, the soul is the actual form of the body. Prabhupada says, the body is like the clothes of the soul, and our clothes are designed to fit our body. A coat has arms because we have arms, and pants have legs because we have legs. So the body is like the coat and pants of the soul. And since the body has form, the soul has also the same form. The cloth, which is the body, originally has no shape, but when it comes into the contact with the soul, it assumes a shape. And then Shyamsundara says, it appears that Aristotle equates the soul with the intelligence. Prabhupada says, the soul has intelligence, but his intelligence is misused if it is limited to the mind. The intelligence should rise above the mind. The mind is superior to gross matter. The intelligence is superior to the mind, and the soul is superior to the intelligence. Superior to the soul is the ultimate cause of the soul, the Supreme Lord. And Shyamsundara says, because he equates the soul's immortality with reason, as Aristotle believes that it is only the rational soul, the human soul, that is immortal. Animals also have souls, but he saw them limited to sense, desire, and animation. And then Prabhupada says, but it's getting a little bit cut off, Prabhuji, I'm not able to see. Animals are also rational.
No.
If a dog enters my... Okay, thank you, Prabhupada. Animals are also rational. If a dog...
I don't know how to get it.
If a dog enters my room and I say out, probably he means to say the dog will go out. But I cannot read.
Okay, I can continue that.
Yes.
If a dog... Thank you, Mother.
If a
dog enters my room and I say, hut, the dog immediately understands and goes away. So how can we say there is no rationality at work? I hope everybody is understanding, because Christian majority right now in this world, they really believe the animal has no soul, so they can eat. Only human has the soul. And this is a misconception, a big time misconception. Prabhupada literally smashed that. But we have to distribute those books so the other can understand. So then Prabhupada says, if I place my finger before an ant, the ant will turn away immediately. If we give a cow meat, the cow will not touch it. The cow understands that it is food consists of grasses and grains. Animals have rationality, but one aspect of rationality is lacking. An animal cannot think of God. That is the main difference between animal and man. A man's rationality is so developed that he can think of God, whereas an animal cannot. But we should not think that the soul of animal are not immortal. This theory has given the Christian a basis for killing animals, but they cannot prove that animal soul is irrational or mortal. A man eats, sleeps, defends and mates. An animal does the same. So what is the difference? Shamsundar, perhaps the difference is one of the mental activity. A man has the capacity of to think in a more complicated way. Prabhupada, but mental activity means accepting and rejecting. Animal also accept and reject. Therefore, they have a mental activity. Shamsundar. But what of developed intelligence? Prabhupada, of course, man has more highly developed intelligence, but we should not think that an animal has no intelligence at all. Father has more intelligence than the small child. But this is because the child has not grown to attain that standard. Similarly, an animal is making progress up the evolutionary scale. It has intelligence, but it is not highly developed. Plants, animal, and man possesses consciousness. It has been proven by Dr. Jagadish Chandra Bose that tree is conscious of your cutting it. However, tree does not feel it very much. If you hit an animal, the animal feels it more. If you hit a man feels it even more than animal. It is question of developed consciousness, of developed intelligence. That intelligence has to do with the body. As soon as you receive the body of a tree, your consciousness is plugged up. It is not so active. When you attain the human form, consciousness is more developed. And the developed consciousness should be further developed so that you can come to Krishna consciousness, which is the highest perfection of the living entity. Shamsundar. Aristotle conceived of the soul as having a dual nature. There is an individual soul which awakens at birth and acquires impression during one's lifetime. Thus, it grows and develops. But it is not eternal. It is subject to conditioning. It is like the soul of animals. Then there is also rational soul, the active soul, which is eternal, though not perfect. This is man's motivating principle and purpose for living. Prabhupada, Krishna is eternal. I lost also just a second. Okay, Prabhupada. Krishna is eternal, changeless soul. That's what blocking, sorry. Then Prabhupada quote that verse. Bahuni me betitani janmani tava arjuna tani aham veda sarvani natam betta parantapa. Many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot. O Sabdwara of enemy. From Bhagavad Gita. That is the real meaning of eternity, eternal knowledge. Thus, there are two kinds of soul. The super soul, who is Krishna himself, and the ordinary soul, Jiva, which is possessed by every living entity. So, Prabhus and Mothers, this dialogue goes on page after page after page. You can read if you have time. Today is a Christmas. It's a wonderful how Prabhupada actually gave us clarity. But one thing I'll just mention, what gave me a little surprise, that Plato is a disciple of Socrates. I'm sure you all are familiar, because most of you are in America. You are familiar with this. Socrates is a famous philosopher in the Western world. And Prabhupada says, actually, because I never thought that way, the Socrates, even Plato and Aristotle, they are impersonalists, because they never talk about serving God or God's form or God's quality or features. They mention God, but they do not emphasize anything about person. So that little scared me. So the understanding of Christianity about God is not a personal relationship so much at all. Second point is that one of the ISKCON guru, Dhrutakarma Prabhu, he's into this philosophy. And he mentioned one class I was listening his, that Aristotle and Plato both gave the idea about spirit, the soul, who we are. But Plato says the soul, the spirit and matter coexist. Spirit can exist without matter. Aristotle says spirit and matter exist, but spirit cannot be visible without matter. In other words, if you don't have a body, you are not there. So then Prabhupada says that's not Vedic. That's not true. Prabhus and Mothers, I before I tell you, please don't be judgmental or sentimental. Do not judge the Christian. They are also servant of Krishna. Unfortunately, Catholic society has accepted that Aristotle's philosophy as the truth. Now, average Christian has no idea. They don't even talk about soul, God, so much detail. They just use the word God and I am the soul. But when you deep down inquire, are you the soul limited by the body? Then they will say, you talk to the bishop or go to cardinal or go to pope, hierarchy. And they will say, well, you are limited by the body, so you have to take always a body to be visible as a soul. Wait. So when body dissolves, the soul doesn't exist? Well, they don't exist separately. That is not a very good, good explanation. That's not what Jesus said, but this is what they accepted. They literally accepted that philosophy. Amongst the hierarchy, bishop, cardinal, they are into this. But average Christians do not even go discuss even details about the soul. Just like we discuss about soul. First thing we discuss what? If you look at Prabhupada's book, I'm sorry, I'm just going a little off just to establish. We are not this body. This changing of this body, the little Pran Govinda baby born, he's a young boy, reproductive, now he's dwindling, eventually he will die. That is not the soul. That is body, matter. So that's first. Second, we take Nitta Nittanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bhonam Jo Vidadati Kaman. I'm eternal, God is eternal. I'm a unit of consciousness. God is also supreme conscious being. Difference is, he is independently, eternally exist, complete. I am not eternally, I am eternal, but independently not complete, dependently complete. That is the only difference between God and us. He is independently, eternally complete, and I, the soul, Pran Govinda, eternally, dependently complete. And each soul, I also, each of you, has a particular sentiment as a abode or shelter of that love for Krishna to enjoy as a beloved. That conception is not there. So Christianity is pure, but not completely Vaishnava yet. They are like a halfway, good foundation, but you have to go a little further. As a result, New Orleans, there is a one Christian minister who is a devotee. He chants Hare Krishna, but he also serves thousands of Christians there in his church. And I have a good contact with him. And he hears the classes we have. And he also served his community in his church as a minister. In Texas also, there is the one. So those who are, Krishna is guiding some of them to go further if they need to go further. They need to go further. We are dynamic. It's never complete. So I'll end with this. Because in the beginning I mentioned the three principles, sambandha, avideya, prayojan. And if you meditate on that, then you can see how easy it can be to literally you can see what the skill you learn, how you're going to apply it, and what they have given and what is available in Krishna consciousness versus after you practice in other religion, what will be the realization and ultimate destination versus what we are getting realization and what is our ultimate destination. So from that angle, sambandha avideya prayojan, there is vast differences there. But the basic is all heading towards that. So that's good. And with the 10 principle, if you can compare, actually, they are like a incomplete Hare Krishna people. Christianity is an incomplete Hare Krishna community, you can say. So they need to grow a little more, or we should actually invite them to come. Okay, with that note, I'm going to discuss about today Jagdish. Jagdish Pandit. Jagdish Pandit. Krishna. Jagdish Pandit. How many of you heard about this Dija Patni, that Krishna Balaram was hungry in Vrindavan and Dija Patnis were hungry in Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram were hungry. And they send the coward boys to the Dijas or the twice born Brahmanas who are very busy to do the Jagna. So they ask for the prasad, some food for Krishna Balaram, and the Dija Brahmanas, they said, we are in the middle of this Jagna. Let us finish this Jagna and then we'll talk about sharing the food, not right now. So the boys, they are disappointed and they went back to Krishna Balaram. And who remembers? Any one of you can help me? What did Krishna Balaram tell the boys to go to somewhere?
To go to the wives of the Brahmanas.
Very nice, Mataji. Yes. And those Matajis, I mean, Brahmanas' wives, only difference I find, Prabhupada says, was interesting. Their whole life preparation, they were attached, absorbed to Krishna. That's why they succeed. And their husband was not absorbed and attached to Krishna, but they're absorbed into the process, whatever they're doing. It is also part of Krishna consciousness. We are not against Jagna. But the purpose of the Jagna to please the Krishna Balaram, they lost that track. So it's very interesting. And those Matajis, I mean those Brahmanas' wife, they came in Mahaprabhu's Leela. And one of them is Jagadish Pandit and his brother Hiranya Pandit, that today is their disappearance day. So now you can relate that why Mahaprabhu acted such a way. I'm just going to paraphrase the whole pastime in a short because of the time. Jiva Goswami path is the past. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was 2 years old, he was crying one day and they are chanting Hare Krishna, but he would not stop crying. Then at the unable to keep him come down from his extreme cry, Jagannath Mishra says, tell me any way I can make you happy right now. He said, yes, you go to Jagdish Pandit's house and Hiranya Pandit's house, they are offering grain. That was Akadashi day. They are offering grain, big feast to Krishna. I want to eat that prasad. You're like surprised. How do you know? You're a little boy. So anyway, Jagannath Mishra just had a faith on his son, not knowing that he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So they went there and they found it's true. They had a huge festival and they're cooking a big, and they just finished it and they just offered it. And Jagannath Mishra is very well known as a leader of the Brahmanas. So they all Jagannath Mishra folded and says, my son said you offering this. I don't know how he found out, but he wants to eat. He said, let him eat. Before anybody eat, let him eat. So Nimai sat down and he brought all his gang, all these children, you know, same age children also. They all started eating. Mystical happened. That Hiranya Pandit and Jagadish Pandit, they watch. They all of a sudden thought something is not correct. They you know, when you don't see clear, what do? You rub your eyes. Am I seeing something wrong? You know, you look at like your eyes, something wrong. So they started rubbing. Then they still see it. It's Krishna Balaram eating. Krishna is eating with all the coward boys. They say, but this is not, what are you seeing? It's a Jagannath Mishra's son, Nimai. Of course, after a little while, that scenery disappeared. And they were like so happy that Jagannath Mishra's son came to eat. Prabhus and mothers, I'm not promoting to eat grain on Ekadashi day. That's not. But you can offer grain. You must offer grain to Krishna. And if you want the mood, Ma Prabhupada says, don't offer to Lord Chaitanya. Now, you may say, well, he ate you grain. You just said it. Prabhus and mother, that is a one particular pastime he wanted to reveal as a Krishna to them, to those. Because Jagadish Pandit, it's very unique. Srila Prabhupada went to his place Uttamal Krishna Maharaj, and he said, see how they serve the prasadam. We must develop this. Luchi, suji, in English, halwa, and puri, and like this, and little sweet. And you should distribute prasadam like this every day. And this will attract people to come to temple and chant and have darshan of the deity. So Jagadish Pandit, he was a very exalted soul, as you now know. He was one of those Brahmana's wife, the leader of the Brahmana's wife, with his brother Hiranya Pandit, another Mataji of those. And it was interesting that how Jagadish Pandit and his wife, they were so attached to Nimai and his whole family. When they heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, taking sannyas, he went so blastic, crazy. He said, why? Why he needs to take sannyas? Why he has to give up family life? Why? Why? He said, well, he wants to go to Puri and do bhajan. He said, Puri is only Jagannath. No problem. I will bring Jagannath here. Now, I don't know how many of you know really how far from Mayapur area to Jagannath Puri. It's about 500 kilometers. He started running. He really reached to Jagannath Puri. It was very interestingly that how he installed the Jagannath. When he saw Jagannath, he was so much overwhelmed with the emotion. He was thinking of Krishna. He said, my Lord, how can I leave without offering you? But these pandas, they are not going to allow me to cook and offer. I want to do this. Jagannath came in the dream. He said, okay, I'll arrange. And told the king, now is the time you change the new deity and the old deity of mine, you give it to this Bengali Jagadish Pandit, came from Bengal. Give him, let him take it. How many of you went to Jagannath temple and embraced Jagannath on Ratha Jatra? Anybody? You know, on Jagannath Day, Ratha Jatra Day, you can actually get up and embrace.
Yes, Prabhuji, you've done it.
Okay, yeah. Can you give some idea how big? Compared to your body?
It's too big, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Only part of the body we cannot. Yes, it's too big.
Yes, thank you, Rajiv Prabhu. I tried to embrace. I could not embrace because my hand goes halfway. Now, how do you think Jagadish Pandit will carry him to Bengal from Orissa, Puri? He said to Jagannath, how am I going to carry you? You have to come up with a form that I can carry you. He said, don't worry. Take a stick and put the stick on your shoulder and tie up myself on the other side. I will reduce the weight just like a little cork of a bottle. And he literally carried till today. If you go to that temple, you'll be able to see that stick. Prabhupada went there with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and other devotees. And that deity is there. You will be like surprised how giant Jagannath. It was carried by Jagadish Pandit. Out of his love, Lord was reciprocating. Many beautiful pastimes about Jagadish Pandit. Because of the time, I have half an hour. I want to just do very quick about Jiva Goswami Pad. So please read. There are so many verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is Adilila 10.70 and Adilila 11.30. And you can read those big, big purport Prabhupada gives, and it's a very complete explanation of Jagadish Pandit. Now, with Jiva Goswami Pad, recently I was conducting a study group from IBM on Gopal Champu. We have finished fast. There are four volumes, giant book actually, four volumes. But we finished two, Purbakhanda, and now is Uttarkhanda. We are also almost finishing. It's very nice. and very sincere devotees also they joined. So I one of the students, Mother Supriya Radhika, she made a PowerPoint, a short description of each chapter. And I'm going to show you so you can have some glimpse of Jiva Goswami Pad's contribution. Now, Jiva Goswami Pad, he born as a son of Anupam Ballabha, nephew of Rupa Goswami Pad and Sanatan Goswami Pad. To talk about Jiva Goswami Pad without Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami is impossible, intertwined. And we can talk whole day about him. It's so wonderful. According to Vaishnava Vidhan, his appearance is 1455 Shakabda. And on 12th day of bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra. And his disappearance, because today, from the view of the age 85, you can say, 85 years old, in 1540 AD. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left much before that. So Jiva Goswami Pad, of course, first time and last time his meeting was in Ramkeli with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a baby. And this is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which I also did a study group one time, and Antakhanda 4.5. Those who have time, you can read. Because if I just talk about this, it will go the whole time on that. Four things to be remembered about Jiva Goswami Pad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three instructions, very important. To re-establish uniform standards and consistency among followers in different geographical locations. And through Jiva Goswami Pad, he actually did that. Second, to preserve the purity and authenticity of this bhakti or Krishna consciousness for generation to come. How we are practicing, it's Jiva Goswami Pad has a big contribution. Mahaprabhu wanted him. Third, to facilitate wider prolification, Jiva Goswami Pad, through handwriting, wrote all these books, close to 500,000 slokas, more than your Bhagavatam or any all the Vedic literature that we serve, more than that. So he has a huge contribution. And also four quality he had. He was well educated with Madhusudan. First was his own early life from his mother. Mother educated. There's a lot of discussion between mother and him. Second was Nityananda Prabhu himself trained him in Navadvip. Third, Madhusudan Saraswati was a disciple of Sarvam Bhattacharya. After Sarvam Bhattacharya got delivered, he learned all the impersonalism, everything. That's why Jiva Goswami Pad's erudite scholarship comes from all those sources. So four ways he was exhibiting. One was he was very well educated. Second, he was a managerially streetwise. Like he was very sharp, who to talk, how to talk, and what to deliver. Third was spiritually extremely deep and well grow. Fourth, spotless in character. So this was a very well exhibited, and I will mention few things and then I'll show you PPT very quick. Okay, I have a few minutes. One was Jiva Goswami Pad's, why we should be eternally grateful every moment to Jiva Goswami Pad. One was literary contribution. Jiva Goswami actually composed, as I mentioned, 400,000 plus verses Prabhupada mentioned, 25 books. And preserved the writings of Rupa Sanatan Raghunath, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Gopal Bhatta in the form of a library. Where? In Radha Damodar Temple. You can go there and still you can look at his contribution in Radha Damodar Temple where Prabhupada stayed his early life. Srila Prabhupada similarly, volumes of books, number of pages, we need lifetimes to study them. even once, what to talk about realizing their contribution. If I can feel grateful, be a servant of their books and study with the servant attitude, even few pages, then my life can be successful. The second thing about Jiva Goswami Pad, strong philosophical basis for our Guru Parampara. No other sampradaya can even touch this Krishna consciousness movement, Parampara. Jiva Goswami Pad's biggest contribution. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami entrusted the responsibility of establishing the philosophical framework of our sampradaya to Jiva Goswami. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada has extracted and given us a strong foundation based on Goswami's and Acharya's books, the law books for 10,000 years. Another point on Jiva Goswami Pad, I love this. He is chosen as an Acharya by his own Guru Rupa Goswami Pad and by Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Jiva Goswami Pad was chosen Acharya because Rupa Goswami Pad actually trained and Sanatan Goswami Pad. Another wonderful point, he is a preeminent Shiksha Guru. Anyone who wanted to advance in Gauriya Vaishnava philosophy, you all know, they were sent to Jiva Goswami Pad, even at that time. Like Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya. Srila Prabhupada emphasized book distribution. It is Jiva Goswami Pad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started actually book distribution. It's not something new, but it is now big in ISKCON, book distribution every day. That Jiva Goswami Pad started. Only difference is he has to engage everybody to write because there was no printing press or publishing company. There was no machine to publish. Everything handwritten. One of the big deal Jiva Goswami Pad did through Srinivas Acharya is to engage the entire country of Vishnupur, Bankura, after the whole episode took place. So it's very nice. Now, another thing also, Radha Damodar Temple. Radha Damodar Temple, that Srila Prabhupada, I mean, you can read Bhakti Ratnakar for the beautiful pastimes of Radha Damodar Leela with Jiva Goswami Pad. Rupa Goswami's intense love for Jiva Goswami was expressed as a personally hand-carved deity. Rupa Goswami Pad was not a sculpture, you know, or murtiwala in India called. But out of his extreme love for his disciple, he literally took a knife and started cutting from a wood a deity. This Radha Damodar, when you go there, you'll see. In 1542, to be worshipped by Jiva Goswami. Radha Damodar demanded food from Jiva Goswami Pad. He would tell, Krishna would tell, Radha Damodar would tell, hey, I'm hungry, can you cook some sweet rice? And then Krishna was so happy, he would play flute. And Jiva Goswami Pad would stop and run. Oh, so wonderful flute. He say, hey, no, time for cooking because I'm hungry. And you can hear the flute later. It was a very nice conversation. The deity. Jiva Goswami Pad. And Srila Prabhupada spent time in that temple. He lived. It's still there, Prabhupada's room. It's so wonderful. So without the delay, I'm going to show you. I hope I can show this very quick. We may not be able to read all, but we'll read some because of the time. Someone please tell me if it is visible.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll just give you some glimpse. This is a wonderful. How Jiva Goswami Pad actually says how to see Golok Vrindavan. And in one good logic, he put, just like a king, you know how you should see Golok Vrindavan? Just like a king, he has a kingdom. Kingdom belongs to him, but his palace, his capital, is little more special than the rest of the kingdom. Everybody makes sense? You can relate? So the kingdom of Krishna, everything is his. Entire Vaikuntha, you can say Ayodhya, everything. But his capital is Golok Vrindavan. You should see it that way. So nice. Chapter 2, Beauty of Golok. Would somebody like to read this one? I don't know if it is possible.
May I read, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Chapter 2, Beauty of Goloka. Each day begins with the residents of Vrindavan listening to the brat singing the pastimes of Krishna. The inhabitants drowned in an ocean of the bliss. They were attached to Krishna. Balrama bestows bliss to the all hearts and all attractive Krishna according to their mood. Parvraga attraction, that is attachment. And
Snigdha Kantha
and Madhu Kantha, blessed by their guru Narad Muni to narrate poetically. Blessings of the guru is very important for the knowledge to be revealed.
Very good. So part two is the pastimes of Krishna. How to see another angle of Krishna's pastime. Now, when Vasudev Maharaj went to Mother Yashoda's room, this idea that was there original Krishna there already? Yes. Jiva Goswami Pad very nicely explained that how Vasudev Maharaj did not see. He only placed his son and he took back the daughter. But origin Krishna was there. So when he placed his son, the both became one. Or you can say Vasudev's son merged into original Krishna. Chapter 3, Krishna's birth. Details giving, we won't be able to read all. I'm just thinking like some, maybe we can read. Okay, Putana, maybe. Would somebody like to read the Putanas?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam, I can. Putana assumed an attractive form, giving up her other extraordinary form. The people thought that the incarnation of the goddess of wealth has come to earth looking for shelter. She could not go to the places where topics of Krishna were being recited or heard. She was a demon who could kill children of people who were not inclined to Narayana. Krishna purified her for her milk and the faults of her body by the power of his anger, which kills. When Krishna with nectar links conducts poison, he remains nectar and Putana remains poison. Neither has been transformed. One does not attain the sweetness of Krishna even after many millions of yugas, but Putana, though wanting to kill him on the touching of Krishna's body, became most fragile. Putana represents the pseudo-guru, which may be either a person or one's own conditioned mind. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you. And the heart demon, you all know. I don't think we can read all because I have 37 slides, but some. If anybody would like to read, maybe this one. How about Trinabharta?
Chapter 7, Infant Pastimes. Krishna was 1 year old. Trinabharta thought Putana took a different form and Sakata became invisible in the cart to cheat them. I will take a form different from both of those, the form of the wind, and enter Vraja. Trinabharta, the whirlwind demon, the false pride arising from material scholarship, which gives rise to bogus philosophies, wrangling debates and arguments, dry reasoning and dry logical indulgences in the association of people who are attached to such things. It produces controversy, which is disloyal to the path of pure bhakti. When the child Krishna was almost finished drinking his mother's milk and Mother Yashoda was touching him and looking at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face, the baby yawned and Mother Yashoda saw in his mouth the whole universe. Krishna eats dirt and again in his mouth, Yashoda sees the whole universe and herself in it. These two boys could immediately produce joy just by their sight and could enchant everyone. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Very good. You can now see the top one is not in Bhagavatam, it's the commentary. Okay, chapter 8, Binding Krishna. We already know that pastimes. Chapter 9, Entering Vrindavan. This is a beautiful chapter. Destruction of Vatsasura. If anybody has a preference, you can always read. Otherwise, we'll just go over very quick. Chapter 11, Killing of Agasura and Bewilderment of Brahmaji. 12 is Herding the Cows. Chapter 13, Defeating Kaliya, the Forest Fire. Okay, this is short. We can read that. Someone would like to read this?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I can read. Chapter 13, Defeating Kaliya, the Forest Fire. When Krishna, wearing a garland of Kadamba flowers, jumped from the Kadamba tree, his friends with agitated hearts cried out in sorrow and stumbled as they ran towards that place. Kaliya, chastising the Kaliya serpent, Kaliya represents brutal cruelty, maliciousness, pride, envy, and snake-like crookedness. He particularly tries to pour his poison into the hearts of innocent Vaishnavas. When the king of snakes became humble, Krishna accepted him with compassion, gave up his anger, and gave fame to Yashoda. Kamsa heard from other messengers that Krishna was on the bank of Yamuna with the inhabitants of Raja. Hearing this, he ordered his nearby followers to go there, light a blazing fire everywhere, and then disappear. Krishna then extinguished the fire just by blowing, but sages fancy that he swallowed the fire. Extinguishing the first forest fire represents particularly hatred and arguments between Vaishnavas. It can also include antagonism between different religions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So you can see his angle is little bit more adding to the Bhagavatam as a commentator. Section 3, Kaushara, Killing Dhenuka Asura, Purvarag. Okay, this is a good. It's not in the Bhagavatam. Someone could read this, please.
Hare Krishna, Purva Radha. Yes. As the moon is chief among the constellations, Radha is chief among the Lakshmis. Though she shines more in the presence of Krishna during the waning moon or waning moon, Krishna Paksha. Radhika, absorbed in Krishna, is the supreme deity, the combination of all Lakshmis, endowed with all beauty and most attractive. Having a great desire for the best rasa, Krishna makes the gopis appear in this world. They perform pastimes as his internal consorts. At that time, the parakalya relationship is produced by Maya for producing the highest bliss in rasa. When they heard the word Krishna, or holder of the flute, they saw him and became attached to him, or attracted to him. And not seeing him again, they suffered. They did not reveal this to anyone, but thought of meeting him. When the word Krishna and the sound of the flute, sweeter than nectar, enter my ears, he who appears in my mind immediately comes to me as if he knows me. Though I have never seen him since birth, if I do not attain him, my life ears will soon leave my body.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. Pralambasura playing the flute, increasing Govardhan's pride. This is Indra's humility or pacifying. And this is astonishment at seeing Varuna's planet and Golok. And stealing the young gopi's clothes, begging from the Brahmana's wife. Begging from the Brahmana's, it's a long beginning of Rasa pastimes, Krishna's disappearance. Okay, this is a nice philosophy we should, someone please, can you read?
Chapter 24, Krishna's disappearance. Mood is intensification for affection. And the verse goes, Ma visaye gopi janira utpati bhave yoga maya koribeke apuna prabhave. Oh, it's Bengali. The influence of yoga maya will inspire the gopis with the sentiment that I am their paramour. Neither the gopis nor I shall notice this, for our minds will always be entranced by one another's beauty and qualities. It is Krishna's will that his supremacy is concealed from others as well as himself. He is fully aware of everything. Yoga Maya is the director and Krishna is the script writer. Srimati Radharani is the supreme object of love. Krishna is eternally supreme, but he chooses to be subordinate to Srimati Radharani and the devotees due to unlimited and unrestricted pleasure. In Rasa Gata, he gives a higher position to Radhika, but she considers herself as his servant. Among all persons on earth, those cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. Okay, sorry. So I'm going to speed up. This is Rasa dance. This is going to Ambika Forest. Krishna's pastime with the gopis further. Holy pastime. Now, holy pastimes, this is a wonderful. It has a documented. Lot of devotees sometimes think, oh, this is some kind of Hindu idea. No, no, no. This is Krishna actually played holy pastimes. This is various ragas. This is also wonderful. But because of the time, we have to skip. Killing of Keshi. Okay, maybe someone can read this, just Anartha's one.
Shall I read, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Chapter 32, Killing of Kesi. Kesi, the horse demon, the feeling that I am a great devotee or even a great spiritual master, running the speed, the horse demon smashed all the keys intensely, arrogantly, he made everyone tremble and spread his loud neighing everywhere like a lion's roar. All anartha stem from the false pride of I am mine.
And when you read the whole chapter, and if you have this in the forefront, then you grasp the whole chapter easy. Okay, this is what the conclusion is. Hearing, seeing, experiencing, contemplating, sravanam, mananam. Then what will transform? Don't focus on material comfort, focus on spiritual comfort. And this is what we take away. What do we need to remain stable? Can someone read this? This is you have to read it in your heart also. You have to take it while you are reading. Someone, please.
What to do means stable, good association and sadhana. Minimize sinful reactions devotional services help minimize, follow the right, avoid the wrong, inner strength to face suffering. The more you advance, the more you will experience the protection of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Okay, one more.
Negative, unfavorable thoughts expressed or acted upon even though didn't yield and reaction, but it's the beginning. Sorry, Prabhuji, I can't say the word.
Bigger things.
Following offenses. Offenses act which affects without one intending to. We are obvious the way you behave or respond, our body engage.
Inadvertent offenses. There are three. Okay.
Sometimes we act in a way we offend someone. Root is the lack of sensitivity. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Okay, Prabhus and mothers. So, Jiva Goswami Pad, I will just end with this, that he likes something relevant we can use in our life, own life. For an example, he gave an explanation that there are three types of Mahabhagavat. One Mahabhagavat that who always in Shuddha Satya level, like in spiritual world, but then he extend himself to pick up the conditioned soul from here and he takes. He never left spiritual world. So that's one type of Mahabhagavat. Another type of Mahabhagavat, that they are from here, they also have another feet in the spiritual world. And they take the soul. I'm just giving the metaphor so you can grasp it. Pick up the soul, train him, send him to the spiritual world. So they have both feet in spiritual and material, so they can preach. And the third one, why I'm bringing this, because this is the Jiva Goswami Pad's own opinion. When somebody say in ISKCON we don't have a advanced pure soul, look at this. On third category, you will see there is a hundreds of advanced soul in according to Jiva Goswami Pad. They are Mahabhagavat. He said they are in the material world, but they're focused in the spiritual world all the time. And they're taking the soul from here, throwing to the spiritual world. So this is a beautiful, the way Jiva Goswami Pad explained. And two things we should always remember, to remember Krishna. Not chanting Krishna's name. Krishna says remembering. Remembering is different than just chanting. Yes, interrelated. We are not going to discuss that. But remembering is require relationship. So he said two things we should focus. One is viruddha dharman tasmin hi chitram, means all mutually opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist harmoniously in Krishna. Absolute. I hope you got it. It's very difficult. Maybe I'll put it on the, somebody send it and you can put it on the WhatsApp. All mutually opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist harmoniously in absolute Krishna. This has to be focused in order to remember Krishna. I love that, because dying time, you have to remember Krishna. Advancing time, you have to remember Krishna. You have to remember Krishna all the time. So he said, that's one. Second is, it's very important. He says, Lord Krishna's character. Okay, the sloka is a simple word. Bhajaniya sarva sadguna vishishta. Bhajaniya sarva sadguna vishishta. Very simple Sanskrit word. Translation is, Lord Krishna's character, behavior, wonderful quality, are so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing, so incredibly inspiring, that one cannot resist but love and worship such a person, Krishna. Okay, I end here. I have 2 minutes. If any takeaway, Mother Jyoti Devi.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, as you told about the remembrance, can you tell about the forgetfulness that we are much into? What are the tricks to remember, to not to forget, as you gave about the remembrance?
Can I have a few minutes, Mother Radha, or I have to stop it in 1 minute?
Yeah, please go ahead.
5 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if it is okay. I don't want to make you feel pressure.
Yeah, if it is 5 minutes, then okay, Prabhupada.
I tell you very straight what I understand from 15:15. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smriti gyana apahanancha. Krishna said, matta smriti gyana apahanan. The forgetfulness also come from him. Remembering also comes from him, and knowledge comes from him, everything, even forgetful. In my own practical life, I was researching, it's very interesting, that I see myself. Krishna does not want to impose or forces us to remember him. He wants us to come on our own, but if I realize that I completely forgot about him for last 2 hours or last whole day, only japa time I remember, or during the class, the rest of the day, I don't even think. It is not that Krishna is giving. It is that Krishna is reciprocating, if you really look at very details. Say, for an example, many years back, I was addicted to movie. I remember 32 years back, I thought the life ultimate purpose is, I'll chant, to have a house on the beach somewhere in Florida or California, and I'll go on a chanting japa, but I'll watch 3 movies or maybe 2 movies at least every day. I'm being honest to you. I mean, you may see how horrible person I was. But at least I recognize I didn't watch TV, movie for almost 11 years now. I lost that craving by Krishna's grace. But I realized something. When I want to watch movie, whether it's a good devotional or non-devotional, doesn't matter. I want to watch this movie, non-devotional. Then Krishna thinks, this is what I understood. Ran Govinda, you will not be able to absorb me and the movie same time. That's not possible, because you are limited. So you want to watch movie? And I said, yes. Say, okay, then you don't have to remember me. I put the curtain. I'm not there. Don't worry. Go on. So I watch movie. I enjoy the movie materially. And then there I talk about it. 3-4 hours pass by. Then I realize, oh my God, there was no Krishna thought at all. Was it Krishna's fault or my fault? It was my fault. I choose. So when I choose to remember Krishna, Krishna will slowly, slowly facilitate. But he doesn't want to force or impose. This we must remember. Apahanan. When Ajamil, if you really think very deeply, it's not that Ajamil had a good Krishna conscious life, early life. Well, he was not exactly like Krishna conscious practitioner, he was just a Vedic follower, Karmakandiya. He was following the Vedas. But at one point when these alluring things came, how did it come? It was not displayed by Krishna or Mayadevi. It was in his own impression carried by previous life. It manifested. Then Krishna sanctioned, Mayadevi displayed. There's a prostitute hugging, that story of Ajamil. We read this in Bhakti Japa Sangha group. So Krishna, then he contemplated. He contemplated. Yes, I want it. I want to experience this. I want to enjoy this. Then Krishna sanctioned it. So if we look at everything in our life and the Bhagavatam story, then we can say, I want it or I don't want it. I don't want it. Okay. Then we pray. Then eventually Krishna will actually remove all the forgetfulness that we don't want to. We never want to forget him. That we have to make that choice. Then Krishna will allow. But we have to consciously make that choice. But you know what's the difficult part? I like it sometimes, those things. Now I don't like it, but I used to like it. Honestly, I can say I don't want movie, Karmi movie, but I used to like it. Who do I blame? Hello? Who do I blame? Myself. So what should I do? I literally took challenge with one sannyasi. I said, how is the taste of Krishna consciousness higher than this karmi enjoyment? I don't have that. I want it some. Then I can give up. I'm not going to just give up and starve. I want to live soul. What is that? Jiva Sukhaneshi, Prabhupada says. Natural for a soul to seek for a pleasure. So then Maharaj says, you have to voluntarily dive into it. Try to dive into it and keep on praying. Keep on praying and dive into it. Praying. And you'll fall for it. You'll be succumbed. Do you feel regretting? Why did I fall succumb? I know I have attraction, but I don't want to go in. Pray. The moment I'm falling, thought before I fall, thought during falling, thought while I'm fallen, thought I'm climbing up, I want to get out, thought I came out of it. Krishna checks all those. Next time, if I pray, and I did, I pray sincerely, I don't want to fall this. Please, my Lord, please, I'm not capable. I'm helpless. Please help me. Please help me. Prabhus and mothers, I don't know everything, but I see that Krishna actually helps. When you sincerely pray, genuinely, honestly, and he blocks. He blocks that we can focus on Krishna consciousness, not go back. So this is my own experience. I don't know if it helps you to understand how you block the forgetfulness.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I have noted down. I'll work on it. Prabhuji, one request is there. I heard one bhajan in temple, but in very short, it's the last one or two paragraph. It was like Vaishnav Thakur, something like that. So next time, could you please help with this bhajan so that I can hear from you?
You can sing that. Very good. I think you are talking about Sakala Sahane Baladiya Karani Jamane Sprihahina. I don't have a capability. I don't have a strength. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, can you, Jiva Goswami Pad, please help me. Can you please help me to actually resist temptation? Can you help me to actually chant sincerely? Can you please empower me? Yes, that bhajan talks about it. Thank you, Mother Jyoti. You are always such a wonderful mother.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Eternally grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Wonderful class. Very nice presentation. And thank you so much about sharing glories of Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Jagadish Pandit. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Pancha Kalpa Taruvesya Kripa Siddha Vaya Vacha, Chitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo, Chila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Can you please share some videos?
Ki Jai.
Lord Pramanand.
Hare Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, devotees. Hare Krishna.